This is Jay Sekulow. Breaking news. The Supreme Court of the United States says they will hear Obamacare challenges.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
They're actually going to take the largest case, the one that we expected, that involves 26 states. It emanates out of Florida. Of course, the core question there is all about the mandate. Is the mandate constitutional or unconstitutional? That will be the key decision they have to make.
President Obama's landmark health care law apparently has arrived at the Supreme Court, and the nine justices have agreed to wade into the politically charged debate over whether or not it's constitutional.
If the mandate is struck down, can the rest of the law survive without the funding that would come from the mandate? Because not only does it require you to have insurance, if you don't have it, you're gonna have to pay a penalty.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
Remember, at issue, the requirement that nearly all Americans get health insurance. A number of states complaining that this wasn't constitutionally fair.
They're spending time focusing on how to turn back the clock. Instead of figuring out how to put more Americans back to work, they've been trying to figure out how to take away preventive care that is covered under the Affordable Care Act.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey everybody, welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. The Supreme Court of the United States has officially announced that it will in fact consider whether Obamacare is constitutional or not. We asked the court in a brief that we filed on behalf of 105 members of Congress and many of you to hear the case coming out of the state of Florida against HHS and the president. The court has granted that. In fact, the court has granted each and every issue that has been raised in this Obamacare challenge. So the Supreme Court of the United States is going to address the issue of the individual mandate. They're going to deal with the severability issue, whether you can keep part of the law or get rid of part of the law, whether an injunction can be issued. The entire law has been put before the Supreme Court of the United States, and they said that they are going to hear it. We are going to be heavily involved. In fact, we're already representing 105 members of Congress. That will increase, Jordan. This is going to be dramatic. Jordan and Thanner in our studios in Washington, D.C., probably the biggest case the Supreme Court has taken in a decade, at least.
And folks, this is a 5.5-hour trial. We're putting together all the time period. And for anyone who's been involved in this fight before, you know this is the ultimate goal, to get it at the U.S. Supreme Court, to have it there before the next election. And folks, this is what we're doing. We're putting together the brief with all those over 100 members of Congress. We're going to add more. We've already added more today as we're speaking to you right now. That just came out at 10 a.m. Eastern time. It's just 12:01 Eastern time right now. We want your name on this. This is the final time. This is the brief. This is the brief at the U.S. Supreme Court. If you added before, great. But we got to start over. That we got the cert. They're going to hear it. We need your name on the brief as well, just like those members of Congress. Call now, 877-989-2255. Add your name to the ACLJ brief. Going to the U.S. Supreme Court. This is it. The hearing is on. We are going to know this summer, probably early summer, June, July, whether or not Obamacare stands, what portions do, the individual mandate, 5.5 hours, Dad, of law. This is why, of oral argument, we need people to sign on now at 877-989-2255.
I have participated in cases where the arguments have been long, and that included the challenge to the Bipartisan Campaign Finance Act. This is similar to that. I've already been in communication with other lawyers involved in the case this morning. All issues have been granted review. That is significant. We'll be filing many multiple briefs in December and in January. So, folks, we're taking your calls. How important is this to you that this law be struck as unconstitutional? 800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Now, for the 50,000 of you that signed on to our brief in support of the case being heard, we've got a victory. But I need the entire listening audience to either go to ACLJ.org or call us right now. We want you to sign on to the brief on the merits. Going to the Supreme Court of the United States, saying to the Supreme Court, strike this law as unconstitutional. The largest increase in abortion funding in U.S. history, and on it goes. We'll get into that in great detail when we come back. You go to your phones right now. We want to send a message to the Obama administration and to the Supreme Court. Here's the number, 877-989-2255. I need everybody that's listening to go to your phones now or ACLJ.org. 877-989-2255 to sign on to this brief. Or ACLJ.org, history in the making.
It's official. The Supreme Court of the United States will now determine whether Obamacare is unconstitutional. That's right. The highest court in the land has decided to hear the flawed health care law. And now we must focus on urging the justices to declare this problematic measure unconstitutional. For more than a year and a half, the ACLJ has battled Obamacare in the courts. We knew from the very start that this law was bad for America, a pro-abortion, government-run measure that does not provide the kind of health care America needs or deserves. Stand with the ACLJ now. With a decision expected by the High Court in just a matter of months, it's now more important than ever to voice your opposition to Obamacare. Join our amicus brief to be filed in this case, urging the High Court to reject Obamacare and declare it unconstitutional. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 800-684-3110. Let's play a flashback here of Nancy Pelosi, February 2010. The issue, what's in this bill?
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Well, now we're going to find out what's in it because, folks, the Supreme Court of the United States has granted full review, and I want to break down for you what they're going to hear. They're going to determine the constitutionality of the insurance mandate. That's the biggest issue in the case, this requirement that you buy this insurance or pay a penalty. IRS agents enforcing it, remember all of that? That's an issue. They granted the issue of severability. That is, can you take out the insurance mandate from the other provisions and still have the law in place? That's actually a very good sign for our side. The case is going to have 5.5 hours of oral argument. The parties are directed to brief and argue whether the insurance mandate is barred by the Anti-Injunction Act. That is, can you get an injunction on the enforcement of this law? Do you have to wait until it's enforced? And also about the Medicaid expansion, which was a question presented under the Florida petition. All the issues have been granted review here, folks. Here's what we have to do. And, Than, it's very important that we set the stage here. Let's go back and talk about Than Bennett, the director of our governmental affairs, how hard we fought to get this law first not even passed, but now challenged.
Yeah, just think about how long of a process this has been, Jay. We've talking about a couple of years in the legislative process trying to defeat it. You played the clip there from Nancy Pelosi. You had those late night votes, and you remember the Cornhusker kickback, the demon pass. I mean, we're talking about a very big legislative lift. We told them that the individual mandate was unconstitutional. We told them about the troubling abortion provisions. But at the end of the day, Jay, they forced it through. We were forced into the courts, and so we've taken it on aggressively. We litigated it in D.C. and we've been representing members of Congress in the 11th Circuit and in the 4th Circuit. And, Jay, we've taken it all the way to the Supreme Court. We did not want it to come to this, but this is where we are. This is what we do, and we plan to take it down at the Supreme Court.
Well, that's what the plan's going to be, that's for sure. It's going to be a lot of work, folks. It looks like I'm looking at how many briefs we're going to be filing here, Jordan. It is possible that we end up filing 3 to 5 separate briefs in this case. Certainly multiple issues here, but there's multiple cases granted. So a minimum of 2, could be 4. A lot of briefs to be filed, a lot of legal work to be done. But again, I want to say this to everybody that's listening. I'm going to set a very high goal here. By the time we file our first brief in December, I want 250,000 signatures. Here's what I want to tell the Supreme Court. I want to tell the Supreme Court we're representing 105 members, or more than that maybe now, members of the United States Congress. But I also want to let the court know that we're representing hundreds of thousands of citizens like you. Remember what's in this bill. And we're going to go through that history, Jordan, in just a minute. So I need you to go to aclj.org right now. You can sign up online or call us at 877-989-2255. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. This is the moment we have been waiting for. This is the time we have been ready to engage, and now it is upon us. And this is when we've got to fight and fight back aggressively, folks. There is no excuse. You need to be part of history here. Be part of this team going to the Supreme Court of the United States. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Yeah, let's not forget the abortion industry bailout that's included in this. All the health care funding that can get to them through the states allowing it. And so that's all there, the abortion industry bailout. Remember Planned Parenthood, they love this. Even though we were told this had nothing to do with abortion, they've been fighting aggressively for this. It's a huge bailout for them. We talked about that, the impact this has on small businesses. Not a reminder that, you know, if you've got a certain amount of employees and you're not providing enough, you start getting penalized. Of course, big companies, they can start paying penalties rather than even keep the insurance plans they have now, which ends up hurting their employees more than it does the company. So that's in there. And, of course, you've got slashes to benefits that seniors are so relied upon. And so all of that combined, when you put it together and what it does for congressional and federal government power to say that we can basically force you to buy anything or make you pay a penalty. Now, they didn't say we wanted to create a new tax system. They didn't say we want to charge, you know, increase your taxes by 2% and then there's going to be this program. They said either you do comply or you pay the penalty. And that is an unprecedented a new way for the federal government to start operating, whether you're Republican or you're a Democrat.
Well, I want everybody to understand the scope of this. I mean, this is the largest power grab by the federal government in U.S. history. Not only did it take over 20% of the U.S. economy, but they are compelling you, an American citizen, to buy something you may not want to buy. And that's the real problem here. And I think, Fan, that's what got the congressional action so aggressive going back and forth as we debated this. But this is the time where it counts right now.
Absolutely. This is what I have been telling folks. Certainly, this is about healthcare, Jay, but it's about a lot more than that. It's about the scope of government. It's about how far government can reach into your lives. Because, Jay, if they can mandate that you have to be able, you have to buy a product that they define, there is no limit to what they can't do, what they can do. That's why we have so many members of Congress standing with us, sure, on the healthcare issue, on the life issue, but they believe in a constitutional form of government with limited powers. And if the Supreme Court goes the wrong way on this, Jay, there's no telling how far they'll go in the future.
No, it'd be unbelievable scope of increase of federal intrusion into our lives. Let me play for you. This is Bill McCollum at soundbite number 7. He's the former Florida Attorney General. He brought this lawsuit initially. Listen to what he had to say about the scope of a Supreme Court ruling here and what this means for power of the government to engage in your life.
We've never had a Supreme Court ruling in the past, never, where the Congress was determined to be able, under the Constitution, to require somebody to buy a product or a service.
Never, folks, never. Now, you're going to be funding individual abortion mandates. You're going to be funding Planned Parenthood-type clinics in, and this is important too, Planned Parenthood-type clinics in schools funded by your taxpayer dollars. And if you don't do the insurance the way they want it, you know what happens? And this is something else here, folks. If it doesn't happen, you get penalized by IRS agents. So let's go to, we've now got the Supreme Court of the United States agreeing to hear it. I need you to go right now. Call the number that I'm going to give you. I need everybody that's listening to become part of the team here. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You're going to be signing on a brief with over 100 members of the United States Congress. A merits brief. So if you signed the previous brief that was involving asking the court to hear it, I need you to recall or go to ACLJ.org. This is the real deal. The merits brief. The case has been granted review. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Go to your phones now, folks. We want to make history here to make a stand. You're going to be able to be part of history being at the Supreme Court of the United States. 877-989-2255. We've got calls coming in. By the way, if you want to talk to us on air, you can do that. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's go right to our phones. Jordan, who do we have?
Let's go to Linda calling from Minnesota online for Minnesota. Linda, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Linda.
I am so angry. I don't know what to do. I'm a senior citizen. I live on $1,000 a month on Social Security disability. I'm going to be 64 years old. And I still have $800 worth of house payments to make each month. How am I supposed how does he have the right to demand that I buy something that, number one, I can't afford, and then to be penalized Then if he does, it's because they're taking away more and more of senior citizens, Medicare, Social Security, for God only knows what he's doing with the
money.
Well,
I mean, you're absolutely correct. I mean, I think this is going to be devastating to Social Security. I think it's going to be devastating to Medicare and Medicaid, because what's going to happen here, and you paid in, Linda, to have your coverage. And here's the problem. The way the plan is, it financially, and the government accounting offices have now said it. Remember, they're dropping portions of this plan because they're saying, whoops, we can't really afford that. We really can't do that.
Yeah, Linda's absolutely right. The idea that you can cover tens of millions of new people and save money is laughable on its face, Jay. But the way they said they were going to do this is through a couple of cost-saving measures, including the CLASS Act, which was supposed to save $70 billion. Well, you know what they've done with that? They've scrapped it because it's already bankrupt. So it's already falling apart. Premiums are already rising. And this scheme that they set up, Jay, the ruse that it is being shown. That's why only 50% of Democrats now support this bill. 50% of Democrats, Jay, the truth is coming out. It doesn't work, and it will fail. Costs are going to increase, just like Linda said.
And Jordan, what's the sense right now? I mean, we're getting this is, of course, this is exactly we asked the Supreme Court to hear it. They did it. That's a really good decision here, and we're thrilled with that. By the way, we're going to have our television audience in the studios tomorrow, so we'll be able to get this on TV for you right away and up on the website. But this is a big deal. The ramifications of this, probably the most significant Supreme Court case in a decade, especially the most important, I think, ever on congressional authority. I mean, it's dramatic in its scope.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about a game changer for how the federal government operates and its policymaking function moving forward, because instead of having to increase your taxes to put together a new program, they can just say, this is what we're going to do, and we're going to penalize you if you don't. And so they get around having to raise or lower taxes, which is politically heated, because they don't have to do that anymore. They can penalize you instead. They can use this new term. And just to, again, because we have to go back and explain it again, Dad, this is not about a state issue. This is federal government. States do these kind of things all the time, and that's what the Constitution said. There's a 10th Amendment that says if this is not here, the power is for the states to do this kind of how they want to handle the health care for their citizens. You don't like how your state's doing it, you can move. You don't want that kind of power going to the federal government because you don't have those kind of options.
All right, folks, the largest power grab in U.S. history by the federal government in this health care bill. It is the largest funding of abortion. It allows Planned Parenthood-type clinics in public schools. We've now got an opportunity. The Supreme Court said we're going to hear the case. Here's what we want to do. This is what we asked for. I need you on this brief with me and with these members of Congress. Here's the number, 877-989-2255. I need everybody that's listening to go to their phones, 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. But again, here's the number, 877-989-2255, the moment we have been waiting for. Back with more in a moment.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com. It's official. The Supreme Court of the United States will now determine whether Obamacare is unconstitutional. That's right. The highest court in the land has decided to hear the flawed health care law. And now we must focus on urging the justices to declare this problematic measure unconstitutional. For more than a year and a half, the ACLJ has battled Obamacare in the courts. We knew from the very start that this law was bad for America, a pro-abortion, government-run measure that does not provide the kind of health care America needs or deserves. Stand with the ACLJ now. With a decision expected by the High Court in just a matter of months, it's now more important than ever to voice your opposition to Obamacare. Join our amicus brief to be filed in this case, urging the High Court to reject Obamacare and declare it unconstitutional. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org.
To back down, folks. That's because we asked the Supreme Court in a brief that we filed, an amicus brief on behalf of 105 members of the United States Congress and you, to hear the case, and I'm happy to report that they did just that. The Supreme Court has granted review. This is monumental in scope, significant in what they're going to hear. It involves, of course, a case that I think is extremely significant. It's the largest power grab in U.S. history. We need your help. We want to talk to you also on air. If you want to talk to us, I want to know how important this issue of this Obamacare law is to you, to the way you view the political campaigns. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. But, Jordan, this is the time we've been waiting for, and this is where we need everybody's help.
Well, listen, I mean, this is what everybody wanted, right? You want the U.S. Supreme Court to weigh in so that you know before the next election, and we were pushing for that, and the Obama administration fast-tracked it so that you know before the next election, is this going or not? Is it going to take congressional action for it to go, or is it going to be struck down by the Supreme Court? What is the next move for everyone who is opposed to this? And remember, the majority of the states in the country, 26 states, are part of this lawsuit. That's the majority of the states want this law held unconstitutional. So we're going to know, Dad, now, because we have gotten this move, one, how the elections will impact it. And here's a couple reasons why. Let's say the Supreme Court says individual mandates unconstitutional, but Congress could go back and try to increase taxes, this or that. Well, that, of course, would impact then the elections because it depends on the makeup of Congress, who's in the White House. Would they be able to even do that? Second, if they strike it down completely, what's coming next from the administration if they were to be reelected on this? They would read the Supreme Court opinion and say, okay, this is what they said was bad, but we've got, we've made some victories here so we can pass something else. The third way, of course, is if they do say it's constitutional, then we know the only way this is going is through the electoral process. So we're going to find out those answers because people have pushed so hard to get this through the court system. But now we're at that final point where you need to add your name to this brief because this is the brief that's going to answer those questions for us. Don't you want to be part of that historic move? You call now, 877-989-2255, because it's important that we represent over 100 members of Congress. But we want to represent hundreds of thousands of the American people, all of you as well. That's 877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255. You call that number right now.
All right, let's go right to our phones, folks. We're taking a lot of your phone calls. Obviously, a lot of calls are coming in. Jordan, let's grab one.
Michael's calling from California on line three. Michael, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Michael.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm listening to Kay Price here in San Diego.
Great.
I love the program. My concern about this mandatory care, first off, I'm in the military.
Right. We appreciate your service.
We have TRICARE, which is our health insurance.
Right.
Which is a blessing that it provides military personnel with 100% free health care in most cases. With Obamacare, it takes away TRICARE. It strips it away. If we have an Army soldier that gets his leg blown off over in Iraq, he comes back, he has to pay the medical charges for that. That is ridiculous, that is stupid, and that is horrible that our commander-in-chief would put that burden on the military personnel themselves.
You know, the interesting thing about the TRICARE situation that you have right now, you can go to any hospital, not just the military hospitals. You go to any hospital in the world that's expertise in a particular area for a men and women in the military. But, Than, this radically changes the entire way that the medical care is going to be delivered for every citizen of the United States. And I want to reiterate this. It puts the IRS inside your house again, this time for enforcement if you're not getting the government-approved plan that you have to take. That's the real – look at the scope of this. And, again, Michael, I want to thank you for your service, but we are very concerned about that as well. That's why we're going to fight for you. The American people are going to fight for you. But, Than, this is the reality of what we're dealing with.
Jay, it radically changes things. And I want to take it a step fast past TRICARE. It's TRICARE and a whole bunch of other programs because, remember, it puts the federal government in the position of picking winners and losers and saying, yes, you have adequate coverage, and no, you don't. Remember, they've already granted 2,000 waivers to this bill, Jay. That represents 4 million people. So what you've said is President Obama and the federal bureaucracy, you can tell someone whether or not they have adequate coverage. You can force them to buy a certain type of product. So, yes, TRICARE, but also any number of other programs, the federal government now gets to decide whether or not that's sufficient. And if it's not, they'll fine you for it.
Not only fine you for it through the Internal Revenue Service. Folks, you can't sit there. We've been fighting for this for 20 months, and now we've got it at the Supreme Court of the United States. And I'm going to make a direct plea to you right now. Hundreds of you are calling. Many are going to the website. I need you to be part of the team. I want to be well on my way by tomorrow morning. I can announce over 1,000, maybe 2,000 people have contacted us and are part of this brief. We want to send a very broad representation for the American people to the Supreme Court of the United States. This is your chance to impact history. You go to your phones right now at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or go to aclj.org and sign up online. Be part of history. 877-989-2255.
You know what, folks? Again, a lot of phone calls coming in. Let's go to Dwayne calling from Georgia on line 5. Dwayne, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Dwayne.
I just want to say that I'm glad the Supreme Court is going to be listening to a hearing on Obamacare, and I hope that they will rule the right way, because if they don't, I think we need to get rid of the Supreme Court justice.
Well, you don't get to get rid of them if they rule the wrong way, but you have the right to to be heard by the Supreme Court of the United States. And remember, folks, this is the abortion issue of abortion issues. Jordan, we can't forget that. Mm. This is about abortion at the end of the day. Remember how Planned Parenthood said if that Stupak Pitts Amendment got through, it would be the end of reproductive choice under this bill. The president said it had nothing to do about abortion, but it was right there in the bill.
That's right, and you've got abortion mentioned throughout the bill. We're going to break it all down again. I know we've got to remind people, but let me just say this was a bailout for the abortion industry. It kind of says opens the floodgates to their funding, and it, of course, you've got the federal government now pushing through all these different regulations, having debates, and Than, that's what's important to bring up right now, right here, having debates about all those restrictions they say, oh, don't worry about. They're debating repealing them again.
Bill Jordan, we will repost all that information, but what is maybe even more key is what is not in there. The House of Representatives had passed that Stupak Pitts Amendment to block funding for abortion. The president was not willing to take this. This was as much about abortion as it was health care for him. He was going to defeat the whole thing if that language was in there, so they stripped it out. They passed it without that protection, and Jay, like you've said, this has been the biggest boon for the abortion industry in history. We can't let it stand.
All right, folks, here's what I need you to do. As we close this broadcast out, you go to your phones right now and you sign on to this brief. Almost 800 of you have done that already. We need many, many more to do that today. Here is the number. You become part of history. You're going to be signing a brief to the Supreme Court. We're going to be able to say that we represent hundreds of thousands of American citizens around the country at the Supreme Court of the United States on the merits, folks. They've accepted the case. They're going to hear it. Here's the number, 877-989-2255. Everybody that's listening to me, you go to your phones right now, 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. And by the way, we're in that matching challenge, and we're going to be filing a lot of briefs at the Supreme Court of the United States, hundreds and thousands of hours of legal research going into this. So if you can make an online contribution to the ACLJ, we get a matching grant for that. So anything you donate, we get a matching grant for at aclj.org. But folks, this is it. And Jordan, this is the time for people that are pro-life to say, let's go to the Supreme Court and make a difference.
That's right, folks. I mean, this is the most fundamental legal argument before the Supreme Court, other than maybe the campaign finance law that we've seen recently, especially since you're now all engaged. This is the moment. This is the time. This is the brief. Are you going to add your name today? 877-989-2255. That's the number you call to add your name. Again, 877-989-2255. We need to start today. 877-989-2255, or sign up at aclj.org.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.